It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you see that wooden duck that I brought? Yeah, it's a duck made out of wood. Not a live duck. It's one that you put in the wind, and then the wind blows the wings like that. Blows it around like that. Let's take it outside, see if there's any wind out there now. I don't know whether there's any on the porch here. No, it's pretty still here. It's not a windy day today. But I remember one day last summer when it was very windy. It was one of the first days we had this duck. I'd like you to see what happened to the duck when I let the wind hit it. And I'd like you to see what happened when I shielded my coat around it. Stopped moving when I shielded the wind with my coat.
Speedy deliveries.
Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Oh, you have the duck.
There's
thank
the duck
you very
you
much.
To see. I bought it for my farmer friend.
Well, you see, I was showing my friends this wooden duck, and I wanted them to see a live one. Could we put it down?
Certainly. This is a Carolina duck, sometimes called that. Carolina duck.
Oh, it's a beautiful duck.
Whoops. It's a fly away.
Careful. Careful. Can you hold it all right?
Now, there's a special way of holding it, Mr. Rogers. If you put your hand under its feet there and just cup. That's right.
Don't want to hurt it. I think it's frightened, Mr. McFeely.
I think it is. It's used to being in the farmer's pond, Mr. Rogers.
I don't have a pond here. Maybe you should take it back.
Already, I'll take it back to the farmer. Come along. There you go. I like animals, Mr. Rogers.
I know, and I know you like to take good care of them, too.
All righty.
Beautiful duck.
Certainly is. Well, speedy delivery to you. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're
bye-bye. Right.
Good day.
You see how its wings went like that? Wanted to fly. You wanted to fly back home. So, Mr. McFeely, we'll take it back home. Well, ducks and wings and flying things remind me of Lady Elaine Fairchild wanting to fly off to Jupiter. Yep. Should we make believe about that today? Why don't we make believe that this is the day that Lady Elaine starts off on her trip? All right? Okay, trolley, ready for some make believe? Yes, sir. To the neighborhood of make-believe. believe.
How do you do, Trolley? Yes. Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Have you seen Handyman Negri? Oh, very well. Carry on, I'll call for him myself. Then. Handyman Negri! Handyman Negri!
You called, sire?
I called twice.
Oh, I'm sorry, sire. I've been helping Lady Elaine with her last-minute preparation. Today is her flying for Jupiter day, you know, sire.
Yes, I know, and I have something for her to take with her.
Oh, you do? Well, I hope it's something small, sire. She doesn't have a lot of room on the leaf mat.
Yes, well, I'll go and get it.
Oh, just when I had her pretty well packed, I wonder what he wants her to take along with her. Oh, sir, can I help you there?
Yes, please. It's not as large as I am, but it's almost as handsome.
You don't mean, sire, that you want Lady Elaine to take this statue along with her to Jupiter?
I do mean that. That planet should enjoy my statue.
But, King Friday, it'll never fit on her leaf mat.
You will see that it will fit.
Oh, King Friday, I had her just pretty well packed, sire.
Yes, well, you'll find a way, Negri. I'm sure you will. Now, where is Miss Polificate?
Oh, she's with Lady Elaine, too. Oh, by the way, sire, we thought you were coming to the launch.
No, I've decided against that. I have some important calls to make, but I'll be watching with my telescope from here. Kindly send Miss Polificate back.
Sire, sometimes you are a pretty tough king.
Only on special days.
Yes. Other people's special days.
My, this is a lovely spaceship made out of leaves.
Yes, 99 leaves.
Well, that's what it looks like, 99.
You see, that's the way it'll take off. It'll just go from here right on up.
But you need the launch pad, don't you?
Oh, that's right.
Negri did make a beautiful one.
Yes, he did.
I have it here.
Oh, good. Why don't you set the mat right on the pad?
All right. You'll be all set to go.
Oh, Miss Polificate, you're a great help.
Oh, I'm so glad to be a part of this.
Oh, what? Why has Negri gone so long?
When the king sends for people, they go. Sometimes they're gone a little while and, boy, sometimes they're gone for a very long while.
Well, I'm anxious to get on my way, and I need Negri.
Well, I must say you're in certainly fine shape, Lady Elaine.
Oh.
Fine shape.
Well, I'll feel even better once I get started.
Aye, and Elsie Jean should be here with the food any minute, too.
Oh, good.
Oh, here comes Negri now, and oh, my word, I wonder what that is he's carrying.
Why, it looks like the king himself.
Somebody shrunk the king. Why, he's even frozen. What's wrong with you, Friday?
It's a statue, Lady Elaine, a statue.
Oh, a statue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you going to do with a statue?
You're going to take it along with you to Jupiter.
Huh, that's what you think.
But that's what the king says.
Well, we don't have any room here.
Well, let me look up there. We're going to have to try to work something
out.
Well,
that's the craziest notion I ever heard.
I don't know where we're going to put it. Oh, I don't know.
Why in the world didn't he come himself? He sent an old silly statue. Look at that.
Oh,
don't take my crayons away.
I
need my crayons. I need my paper and everything.
Here's your food for the trip, Lady Elaine.
Oh, thanks, Elsie Jean. Hang it on the statue. That's the only room I'll have for food or anything.
Hang it?
Well, sure, hang it. What else?
Well, that's a terrific idea. I mean, the hanging part. You know, we could hang this statue from the bottom of the leaf mat.
Well,
I mean, do you have some wire or some ribbon or something like that?
Oh, sure, there's some right over there.
Okay.
Sure, I have everything.
Yeah, here's some.
Hang that silly statue from the bottom of my mat?
Why, yeah.
You mean you're going to hang King Friday's statue and fly with it through space?
Oh,
then you'll have room for everything.
Right.
Well, it's one idea anyway, but I never thought I'd have to have that thing hanging onto my leaf mat.
Well, you know the king. Oh, by the way, Miss Polificate, King Friday said that he'd like to see you over at the castle right away, some important business.
Miss Polificate, procrastinate no longer. Report immediately to the castle.
Report immediately to the castle. And just when I was going to be able to watch a launch.
Well, I'll call you up on the phone while I'm gone, Polificate.
Okay. But I wonder why King Friday's being so tough on everybody today.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's because he's not the one who's flying for Jupiter.
Oh, I never thought of that. Well, have a very safe journey and a safe return. We'll all be rooting for you.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me now. Let's see how we're going to...
Have you got it rigged up?
Yeah, I think we can rig it up. We'll just hook it on here. Now. All right, now you guys hold on. This is what it'll be like when the leaf mat takes off. Very slowly like that. Oh,
yes, it's hanging there.
Is it okay?
Well, I hope I can take off with that thing hanging
and
on the bottom.
Back down again. Well, okay, are you all ready?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready with everything except the squawk box.
The squawk box? What's that?
That's how I keep in touch with all of you down here on the ground.
Sorry it took me so long, Lady Elaine. Where do you want me to put the squawk box?
Oh, you're just in time, sweetie. Right over there near the bell.
Okay, I'll put it right
here.
Now,
you see, I have my microphone inside my suit here.
Right.
And all I do is talk over that, and then you hear it on the squawk box over there. And then you can talk back to me on that microphone he's holding.
Oh, why don't we try it out?
Yeah,
okay, fine. Lady Elaine here talking to you from make-believe, soon to be on Jupiter. Over.
It sounds great.
It really does.
Well, I guess it's time. I'm flying for Jupiter now.
Oh, here's X.
Oh, wait a minute, Lady Elaine. I have a poem for you.
Well, say it fast. I'm just about to take off.
It starts with I and ends with Franklin. I hope you have a happy trip. I surely hope you don't get sick. When you come back from Jupiter, we all will say you're Jupiter, and I am Benjamin Franklin.
Thanks, X. All systems go.
Everybody else is watching from his own house.
Good. All systems go?
All systems go, Lady Elaine.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to get up on the mat.
Oh, you sure do.
Can I offer you some help, Lady Elaine?
I'm doing fine, sweetie, fine.
But maybe, well,
here I am. All set.
Okay.
Well, are you all ready to count, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, start.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Blast off.
Look at that.
Oh, look at her go.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Oh, what a beautiful liftoff.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin would love this.
And her pulse rate is doing beautifully, just beautifully.
She's out of sight. She's out of sight.
Can you hear me, Fairchild? Come in, Fairchild.
This is one great leap for make-believe.
Oh, I can hear.
I'll keep in touch with you. This is the best peanut butter and jelly I've ever tasted.
She's eating already. How about that?
Oh, I'm glad she likes it.
Negri, handyman Negri, come to the castle at once.
Oh, King Friday, not right now. Oh, will you friends keep in contact with her while I'm gone?
Oh, sure we will. Sure we will.
We'll let you know how it's going.
Professor Clemens, sing for me, will you?
She wants some entertainment.
It's the people you like the most who can make you feel happiest.
Negri to the castle.
It's the people you care for the most likely who manage to make you feel maddest.
Boy, that's the truth. I'll see you later, okay?
Yeah.
Bye, Handy.
Okay, so long, Handyman. We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, keep in touch. Yes, sir.
Now to important business.
Yes, King Friday.
Let us go inside the castle.
Trolley. She's gone and she's doing fine. I'm coming, sir.
Well, Lady Elaine is on her way to Jupiter. She was getting a lot of attention today, wasn't she? And King Friday started to make some demands on everybody else. I guess he didn't like all the attention Lady Elaine was getting. He made her put that great big statue onto her leaf mat to go off to Jupiter.
think I'll call the Browns. I told Chef Brockett yesterday I'd ask them. Hello, Bob. It's Fred Rogers. Yes, you're back. Good. Oh, fine. Could I come over? Certainly. Okay. Yeah, see you in just a few minutes. Bye-bye. Says they're unpacking some of their marionettes from their work in the schools. Come along, let's go to the Browns marionette place. Right around the corner. What are you doing?
We're unpacking from our last trip to the schools.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yes.
That's the one you taught me to work, Dorothy.
Yes, remember? It is. Yeah, he worked out very, very well. The children loved him. This is his wife. She wasn't quite finished the last time you came, but she's done and she dances with him.
They look nice together.
Don't they? I love those colors together. Here you go.
Thank you. Oh.
What's the pole for, Judy?
It's a puppet.
A puppet.
The other part of him is in there, right? See the man there?
This one?
Uh-huh. That's our pole balancer. And we stick him on like that. There he goes. Now, if you wiggle it just a little bit so that it looks like he's straining to hold himself up there. That's right.
Oh, nice. Up he goes, and who wants him?
I'll take him.
Okay, Bob.
Let's see, maybe you can help me by handing me some of the puppets.
Me?
Yeah, that's fine. That's one of our elephants. This is...
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's one of the elephants that dances in our elephant ballet. There you go. That's Mama.
Mama elephant.
Here you go.
Okay.
All righty.
Here's another one.
Aunt Zelda.
She has yellow hair.
Right.
Oh, Aunt Zelda.
There
you go. Oh, here's a little one.
That's the baby. We have trouble with the baby because he loves to perform, and he doesn't know when the number is over, and he just keeps dancing and dancing.
Loves to keep on dancing.
Right. After all the elephants have left, he keeps on dancing.
Oh, I see. Well, here's a big one.
Yeah, that's Otto, the stagehand. He's the one who usually has to come and get the baby off the stage so that the other acts can come out and perform.
Look, he has a broom. Gee, that's a handsome marionette.
Thank you.
There's one other thing in here.
One of you take that for me? Thank you.
It's
that's
made
for
out
the
of
baby. That's his little
oh,
stand.
Platform.
Yeah, yeah. His little platform, because he's so tiny that he needs something to climb up on.
Would you make that elephant dance for us? I mean,
sure.
The whole thing.
Would
dance.
You like to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's see, is that about right, Bob?
Mm-hmm. That's fine, I think.
Okay.
Okay, if I just put this chair
sure.
here?
Sure, wherever it's comfortable.
Excuse me. Do you want me? All right, I'll take this one. Fine. Okay. Can we get out of the
Here
way?
Here we go.
Okay, we'll get over as far as we can. I'll get the music.
like to dance a lot, don't you? I like to watch you, too. Get up here. On my hands. Dance right up on my hands there. That's it. Enough. That was very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had an idea when I came over. What was it? I've got so interested in everything you were doing. I know. You remember Francois Clemens.
Mm-hmm.
He used to live in this neighborhood. Well, he went to New York. Now he's decided that he'd like to set up a singing studio here in the neighborhood and come back periodically and give lessons.
Yeah,
I love to have artists around, you know. I was just wondering if you all knew of any place he might be able to set up a studio. I've asked a good many people.
How about that room in the back?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's a good... Oh, yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, we're traveling around so much, he's welcome to use the studio, you know, when we're not here, which is quite a bit. And then the room in the back that Dorothy mentioned, he could rent that out.
Well, I'll call him and tell him about
fine.
It.
Fine.
Oh,
and then
great.
He could come and
oh,
see it.
That would be fun.
We'd like to have
it?
Him.
Yeah, that would be great.
Fine.
Yes,
okay.
Great.
He'll call you then and make a time at his convenience and yours.
He can come over anytime.
Sure, anytime.
As a matter of fact, that might be very nice. Thanks so much.
Okay.
We'll
bye-bye.
Be in touch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank the elephants, too.
Okay.
Well, let's go call Francois Clemens and tell him. That's good news. It's ringing. Hello, Francois? It's Fred. Yes. You know the place near me that has the marionettes? You know, the Browns marionettes? Well, they have an extra room that they'd be glad to rent to you. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I'm sure they'd be glad to show it to you. Yeah, tomorrow. Fine. All right, we'll look forward to seeing you then. Okay, goodbye. He said he'll come over and take a look at it tomorrow. It's good news. Duck. I have a film of some real ducks I think I'll show you before we have to stop for today. Ducks. Beautiful film. I thought you might enjoy that. That's what the duck at the farmer's might be like on its pond. Well, it's about time for me to go for today. Those ducks are alive. We're alive. We'll be with each other again tomorrow. You and I, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You don't need any wind to make you move. You don't need anybody pulling strings to make you talk or move. You're a human being. You decide those things for yourself. And I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.